Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner, and this is our season 4 finale. And if you stick around to the end, we're going to reveal a big surprise coming this summer.
But first, how about an audio adventure? Kaboom presents Step Wizards.
Phone service after 2 long months.
Miriam, I'm gonna miss you so much.
Me too. I'll text you as soon as I...
Miriam, hey! Over here!
Is that your mom?
Oh, kill me.
Miriam, come on!
This is so embarrassing. I'll text you later.
See ya.
Jump in the car, we gotta go!
I'm getting in, calm down. Whoa, Mom, I'm not even buckled.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Hey, slow down. Why are you acting crazy?
We've got something very important to do.
What? I'm all gross from camp. All I want right now is a long, hot shower.
But this can't wait.
Is something wrong?
Remember that guy I told you about in my cooking class?
The one who made those cupcakes you couldn't shut up about?
One bite and everything changed.
Earth to Mom.
Right. Oh, anyway, his name is Silas, and he asked me out right after you left for camp.
He's your boyfriend.
Nothing's official yet. I wanted you to meet him first, so he's invited us to a family dinner.
He has a family?
2 sons. Devin is about your age. Luca's 10.
This is a lot to dump on me right as I'm getting back.
I know, but you've got a bit to compose yourself. They live about an hour into the woods.
An hour down this sketchy road?
Here, this will help you relax. Silas made me this playlist. Isn't it romantic?
Ew, Mom.
Oh, not much farther. Ah, there's their house.
House? That's a tower. It looks haunted and precariously balanced.
So much character. Let's just park right here.
I don't like this, Mom. These people seem really creepy.
Silas and his boys are a bit different.
Different.
Mm-hmm. If you keep an open mind and look past their oddities, you'll find they're really great people.
Why are you acting so weird?
Oh, Miriam, you're being paranoid.
Okay. Whoa, what was that noise?
It's something off in the woods. Don't worry about it.
We're in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by creepy noises and... Mom, why do they have crystals around their door?
Decoration.
Right.
Yoo-hoo!
Mom, maybe we should...
Hello.
Sorry. Frog in my throat.
Silas. This is my daughter, Miriam. Miriam, this is Silas.
Oh, a pleasure to meet you.
You too. Nice beard.
Thank you. You know, most people don't appreciate waist-long beards anymore.
Oh, it's a shame.
Why don't you come in? Dinner's almost ready.
Miriam, you're in for a real treat. Silas is magical in the kitchen.
Magical?
Oh, let's not make him wait. Come inside.
Sorry about the stairs. You know, one of these days, we'll install an elevator.
Ooh, it's a great workout.
Oh, here we are.
Finally.
This is our open concept living / dining room.
Oh, isn't it beautiful, Miriam?
Yeah, the telescopes and star charts really add to the aesthetic.
Please sit down. I'll go upstairs to get my sons, and then we'll eat.
There's more stairs?
Only 10 more flights-ish. You know, I'll be right back. Boys!
I'm so excited. I've been dreaming about this dinner for weeks.
Mom, don't sit down. We've got to get out of here.
Miriam, calm down.
Don't you see what's happening? He's a wizard, or warlock, or whatever.
I think he prefers wizard.
Point is, we've got to... Wait, You knew he was a wizard?
Well, I am dating him. Besides, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? You said everything changed after you ate the food he made you. That's it. He put a love spell on you.
Oh, Miriam, a love spell?
He puts it in the food he makes you. That's why you're not acting like yourself.
I wouldn't say I...
Driving down sketchy roads, giggling like a schoolgirl, my mom would never be so carefree and happy.
Ouch. Did it ever occur to you that I might just be happy?
Mom, let's be serious. Help me search this room before Silas comes back.
Miriam, it's rude to touch other people's things.
We've got to find a spell book or something.
Why, pray tell?
To break the love spell, obviously.
Or we could be courteous guests and not ransack my boyfriend's house.
Aha! There on the coffee table.
A magazine.
1001 Ways of Wizardry. Summer special edition.
I think that's a tabloid.
What your favorite cycle of the moon says about you. Top 10 brands of unicorn milk. Wait! Look at this article. How to make anybody fall in love with you.
A recipe for cupcakes.
A cupcake! They do use food to put spells on people.
That's a bit of a leap.
Best sunglasses for a cyclops. Ah! How to get over any guy. I bet this will reverse the spell. All right, here's the plan. You distract Silas while I use this recipe to make the cure.
Make a cure out of what?
Whatever creepy wizard supplies this recipe lists. Let's see. A magic wand, a monkey orchid, and moss from a longleaf pine.
Be right there.
They're coming. Stop rummaging.
Aha! Some magic wands. Item number one, check.
Put that wand back. Oh, don't put it in your jacket, Miriam.
Mom, shush.
Ooh, sorry that took so long. Teenagers, you know.
I sure do.
Miriam, these are my sons, Devin. Say hi, Devin.
Hi.
And Luca.
Hi, I'm Luca. You smell like campfire.
Oh, yeah. I was just at camp.
I like it, and I like you. I've always wanted a big sister.
Big sister?
Ooh, oh boy. He's a bit excitable. And Devin. Devin, come over here. Stop sulking in the corner and be social.
I am being social.
Is something burning?
My salted vinegar pie!
Oh no, I'll help.
Couldn't he just like conjure a dinner into existence?
Dad wanted to cook a magic-free dinner to impress you.
Stand back!
Magic is clearly the superior cooking method.
Dad told us no magic tonight.
Even took our wands.
So you admit you're wizards?
Admit?
We live in a tower in the middle of the woods. Of course we're wizards.
Well, then you probably know where I could find a monkey orchid.
We grow them in the garden. I'd show you, but...
We're not allowed to go outside at night.
A fire extinguisher? Devin, do we have a fire extinguisher?
Our dad is helpless. Coming, Dad!
I can do it.
It looks like dinner will be a while. Come on, let's just take a peek at the garden.
We told you we're not allowed.
Why not?
The woods by the garden are very dangerous at night.
I just thought that this could be a good big sister bonding experience.
Big sister?
But if you don't want to...
No, no, let's do it!
Luca, you're the best!
Come on, before Devin comes back.
I have a pail of water, but it's like 3 flights down. If you think you can get it, I'd appreciate it, but...
Why are there so many stairs?
Too bad they don't make spiral escalators. The garden's over here. Try not to get too close to the woods.
Trust me, I won't.
What do you need a monkey orchid for anyway?
Just a little scavenger hunt. Wow, this garden is
awesome. Cool.
Overgrown. It's like a jungle exploded. Which one is the monkey orchid?
It's over there, just behind the man-eating daisies and the petunias of endless despair.
Terrific. Why don't you just show me?
Follow me. It's that pale purple one right in the middle there.
Wait, why are you whispering?
See that plant next to it? It's a silent lily. They don't like loud noises.
Sure, why not? Okay, I'll just pick the flower really quietly. One monkey orchid. Check.
Put that down.
Devin, what are you doing out here?
What are you doing here? I told you the garden is off limits.
Who put you in charge?
Uh-oh.
Why is the silent lily growing?
You yelled and now it's mad.
Because you scared me.
Look out!
It's spitting goo at us?
Not goo, acidic sap.
Chuck!
Don't let the acid touch you.
Just miss me.
Ah! We've got to get out of here.
We can't go back. The path to the tower is covered in acid.
Yeah, the lily's getting more aggressive.
And bigger. It's like 10 feet tall.
Yeah, because we're yelling.
Let's hide in the woods.
That's too dangerous.
More dangerous than this.
Yeah. Fine, let's go. Come on, Luca.
I'm coming.
Is everyone okay? Devin?
Yeah.
Luca?
I'm good, but we're gonna get in so much trouble for this.
There's that sound again.
Sounded like an ogre.
An ogre?
A handful of them lurk in the woods.
Of course. How long do we have to stay here for?
Could be a while. Looks like the silent lily is still spitting acid.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Miriam.
Me? No, that was clearly your fault. You and your weird, evil wizard plants.
Stop it.
Weird? That's rich coming from you. You don't even use magic.
Stop
yeah,
arguing.
That's because I'm normal.
And you wanted to mess around with our plants.
She's on a scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt? You're making a potion. What are you trying to do?
Break the love spell.
Love spell? What are you talking about?
Your weird dad put a spell on my mom. That's why she's acting totally lovesick.
How dare you?
Our dad would never put a spell on anyone.
Why else would she be acting like this?
I don't know. She's your mom.
And your wizards. Evil spells are what you do. Was that the ogre?
Why does it sound so close?
We've got to get out of here. Fast. Come on.
It's too late. It's here.
What do we do?
Run!
Ah! It's chasing us!
It's right behind me!
Luca, run faster!
I'm trying! Ah! Luca, look out! No! It's gone, Luca!
It's gonna eat me!
Ah! Miriam, stay here! I'll go save Luca!
No way! It's my fault we're in this mess. I'm gonna help fix it.
You're not a wizard! What can you even do?
It's getting away! Come on!
It's so fast!
Devin, can you do a spell to stop it?
It's too big to stop, but I could cast a slowing spell if I had my wand.
What? Let go of me.
Oh, I got one! Here!
Hey! That's mine! You stole that from our house!
Do you want it or not?
Give it here! Abracadabra! Alakazam! Give this ogre a slowing spazam!
Spazam?
What? Rhyming is hard.
It's working! The ogre's in slow motion!
I can't hold the spell for long. But he's still got Luca. How do we get him down?
What else? What else do we know about ogres?
They're big, dumb, stupid.
They eat people!
They live in caves.
And eat people! Hurry!
They're allergic to flowers?
Wait, flowers? I have a monkey orchid.
Oh, really? You've got to get it in the ogre's face.
I'm on it. Keep holding that slowing spell.
Hurry. I can't keep this up.
Hey, ogre. Look at me. Yeah. Over here. Smell this.
You did it.
But it's still got Luca.
I can't hold the spell any longer.
Free!
Luca, are you hurt?
That was awesome!
Guess he's back to normal. It's gonna be sneezing for a while.
Let's get out of here. I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, me neither. I thought you were way too boring for cool wizard stuff.
Cool wizard stuff? That's what you call almost getting eaten by an ogre?
That's what I call fighting monsters and saving the day.
I never thought about it like that. I assumed wizards were all evil.
Some are.
Not us, though. Dad says the most important thing is to be kind.
Yeah.
You still gonna go through with that whole anti-love potion thing?
I used up all the ingredients. Besides, I guess you guys aren't all that bad.
Aw, thank you.
Problem is, if my mom is not under a love spell, I have no idea what's going on.
Apparently, adults are just weird.
Hey, look! I can see our tower!
Oh, and there's Dad on the porch.
Dad!
My mom's over there, too! Mom!
Oh, Miriam! Where have you been?
You boys took Miriam to the woods? You know better than that!
It was my fault, Silas. I went into the woods. Devin and Luca tried to stop me.
And then I got kidnapped, Fido.
He means we found Miriam and brought her back here, safely.
Oh, right. It was uneventful and not dangerous at all. Right, Miriam?
Right. And sorry, Mom, for accusing you of being under a love spell.
Apology accepted.
Love spell?
Oh, take it as a compliment. She's never seen me so happy before.
You, really?
That's right, my big, silly bear.
My little Ellen Melon.
Ew,
gross.
Dad, we talked about this.
Sorry.
Silas, Luca, Devin, I'm sorry. I assumed you guys were malicious because of your...
oddities?
Little quirks?
Abhorrence for the tyrannical social norms of the 21st century?
Yeah, that. But I was wrong. Being different doesn't make you bad. It just makes you...
different?
Yeah.
I guess your being different doesn't make you that bad either, Miriam.
Thanks, Devin.
What makes you bad is that
God,
you...
Devin, be nice.
Ugh, Dad.
Well, at least we all got to meet each other, even if dinner didn't go exactly as planned.
Oh, right. Did you guys stop the kitchen fire?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Oh my gosh, Dad.
I ordered pizza.
Pizza!
Do we really have to climb all those stairs again?
Race it to the top!
Hey, I'm Saren Carter, and I played Miriam in Step Wizards. My favorite part to do was when my mom was being like all lovey-dovey with her new boyfriend, and I was like, that stinks. Whenever I see my parents like being all cuddly and all romantic, and I'm like, girl, not around me, please.
That's right, my big, silly bear.
My little Ellen Melon.
Ew, gross.
Dad, we talked about this.
I think the whole experience with like the bonding with the brothers when they're like getting chased by ogres, she sees like their real personalities and not just them trying to take her mom away. And she's like, hey, you guys are kind of cool. Like, I wouldn't mind being friends with you. I definitely think this story is about not judging people about how they appear or how they seem at first. Even if people seem a little bit weird, you shouldn't immediately jump to conclusions about like mischievous things that they could be up to, because in the end, they can be pretty cool.
I thought you were way too boring for cool wizard stuff.
Cool wizard stuff? That's what you call almost getting eaten by an ogre?
That's what I call fighting monsters and saving the day.
I had such a wonderful time recording this story with everyone. Thank you all so much for listening.
Thanks so much, Saren. We loved hearing from her. And we love hearing from you. We got this comment from a listener on Spotify named Clara. Clara says, make more episodes. I know you ended the season 4. Can I ask you a question? When will you make season 5 and 6? Triple ! I just love your content. Remember, keep it up, Kaboomers. Your number 2 fan, she says, Clara.
Wait,
smiley
so
face, exclamation point.
Who's our number 1 fan
One can only imagine. But Clara, that was so awesome. Thank you so much. We're so thrilled that you're enjoying the show, and we will make more episodes.
But Clara brings up a great point. When are we going to make more content? Well, we have got a big announcement for you. We're so excited to announce a new series from the Kaboom podcast team that is coming to this podcast feed this summer.
It's a thrilling sci-fi adventure about a small town with a big secret and the ragtag team of smart kids trying to uncover that secret.
Here's just a little taste from the first episode.
My name is Valkyrie Smith. I'm 16 years old and I am dead. You probably didn't know that World War III started a long time ago in secret. It was a surprise for me too. Olympus Dale, the town my dad founded before the weird bombs fell, is the only thing left. I hated this place growing up. It's an oh-so-traditional, all-American bore fest. But it's still here, and everything else is gone. Or twisted, and I must have unfinished business or something because I'm still here, as a ghost. Maybe it's because I need to learn how to not be such a brat. Or maybe it's so I can find a way to save my family from what's coming next.
How about that? That was just a little bit of a new sci-fi adventure coming this summer to Kaboom.
And you guys are going to love it. It's twisty, it's turny, it's got surprises, it's got cliffhangers. It's so much fun. And keep an eye on this feed as we get closer to summer. We're going to drop an official trailer. Step Wizards was written by Kay Hendrickson and directed by Brian Tanner. The cast included Saren Carter as Miriam, Cecily Ellis Bills as Ellen, Wyatt Bills as Luca, Coleman Higby as Devin, and Bryson Smaley as Silas, with additional voices by Samuel Benson, Joshua Fouts, and Kay Hendrickson. The sound team was led by Trent Reimschussel, with engineering by Joshua Fouts, Brandon Lewis, Kiplin Merrill, Finn Morrison, and Ashton Parkinson. Dialogue editing by Gracie Davis, sound design by Joshua Fouts and Lauren Sandberg, music editing by Gracie Davis and Brandon Lewis, and mixing by Brandon Lewis and Lauren Sandberg. This episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Kay Hendrickson, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom writing team includes Kay Hendrickson, Tristan Schetzel, and Nico Wetzel. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. And for more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.